Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you will return. As we begin this season of Lent with these words, as we place ashes on our foreheads, these words remind us, call us to remember that one day we will return to dust. That we came from dust by God's will and His action, and one day when our life, when our soul is removed from us, we will turn to dust, ashes. One day we will die. And when we die, we remember now that when we die, we will be judged. We will be judged justly. We will be judged in truth. We will be judged in mercy. But we will be judged. And then, please God, there will be heaven, or perhaps purgatory, or hell. The Lord Jesus does not want us to go to hell. But we so often choose, by our own free will, to go to hell. We choose to commit sins that are grave, freely knowing that they're wrong and that they're grave, and that they're sins. And in doing that, we don't choose heaven, we don't choose Christ, we choose hell. Some people joke, and I'm one of them, that, you know, all I want to do is get into purgatory. But Christ doesn't want us to go to purgatory either. He gives us purgatory as His last act of mercy for us, which is wonderful. But He wants us now, as we face judgment and we face the truth about ourselves, He wants us to face the truth about ourselves and to repent from sin. All sin, large sins, small sins, grave sins, venial sins, because He created us for something better. He created us for something. He created us for heaven, but He created us to live in this world first, to live in this world and become the very best we can be. And that is the only way we'll be happy in this world, even in the midst of persecution. If we love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and keep His commandments, loving our neighbor as ourselves and as He loves us, in this world, we can begin to share in the happiness, the peace, the glory of heaven. Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you will return. These words also remind us that the judge, Christ, who comes to judge us, first came and is now here with us, not to judge us, but to save us. He wants to save us and bring us to heaven. He wants to save us and give us His life in this world. He does this because He loves us. But we fail to love Him. This season of Lent, we remember the love of Christ. We remember it in all the good things that we have that we take for granted or that we abuse. But most of all, we remember it as we view the cross and meditate on the mystery of the love of Jesus on the cross. That the God who we insult every day with our sins, that the God whom we offend, the God whom we refuse to love the way that we should, loves us so much that He will not leave us in our sins, but that He would go to the cross, that He would carry that cross, that He would be whipped, that He would be spat upon, that He would be nailed to the cross, and die to pay for our sins against Him. We remember this during Lent. And we remember that on the cross, as St. John tells us so vividly, as his heart was pierced by a sword, blood and water flowed out. And the fathers of the church, the apostles, recognized that that blood and water symbolized all the grace that poured out from the cross on all of us. Pours out on us constantly, but particularly through the sacraments, as it pours out the water and blood in the sacrament of baptism, in the sacrament of penance, and most sublimely in the sacrament of Eucharist, but in all the sacraments. We remember the love, the cross, and the grace. But we remember in all this that we must respond to all this. We must respond to his love. We must respond to the cross. We must respond and cooperate with his grace. We must choose heaven, not purgatory, and certainly not hell. We must choose to love him and to become the persons he created us to be, that he longs for us to be, that we want to be. Again, not just worrying about going to hell, or please do that, because most people nowadays don't even think about that. Hell is real, and we can go there. But also think of all the little sins that you commit, the little sins that the Lord will wipe away in purgatory. But think of what they do. Think of it when they put the crown of thorns on the Lord's head. They were just thorns. They weren't nails. They weren't the steel tips of the scourge that beat him. Just thorns. But they pierced his head, and he bled. He suffered from those small thorns. Those are our sins, our little sins, that we think, well, it's just a little white lie. Oh, this doesn't matter. No one will know. Or, I don't care, I'm tired, so what does it matter if I'm a little cranky or if I treat my spouse a little selfishly? Those are the thorns in the Lord's head. Those are the spittle running down his cheek that people spat at him. It didn't hurt. It's just spit. Spit in his face by telling him it's just a little white lie. You who are the truth. The Lord doesn't want us to live that way. And we shouldn't live that way. Heaven is not all we're after. But please, let's chase heaven during this Lent. But also, let's chase the person that we were created to be. Striving every day to truly love with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength our Lord Jesus, his Father, and the Holy Spirit. And to love our neighbor by imitating our Lord Jesus on the cross, who was obedient, who humbled himself and was obedient even unto death on the cross. And so we are obedient during this season of Lent, obeying the commandments, not simply because they're rules, and not simply because they're rules given to us by God, but because they are the law of love and teach us how to love. In Lent, Holy Mother Church gives us this great remembrance, this great opportunity to remember all these things and to change, and provides us with customs that help us to convert, to turn away from sin, to develop the discipline to choose rightly, to develop the discipline to choose to do what is hard just because it's the right thing, and to choose not to do what is easy when it's evil. We offer sacrifices, remembering the sacrifice of Jesus. Everything you give up, all these little sacrifices you do, remember the Lord Jesus suffered for us. I can suffer for him a little bit, participating in his suffering, reminding myself of the pain that he endured for my sin and the pain that I deserve for my sin. The punishment that I deserve, that he will take away from me if I follow him. As we then give alms to the poor or acts of charity and almsgiving, being kind to others, doing extra chores around the house, helping your wife when she's having a particularly bad day, being patient with your husband when he's had a bad day at work or with the children or whatever, being patient with the other kids in school. To show charity, remember the love of Jesus and the patience that Jesus has with each of us. All the sins we commit. And he's so patient with us. He goes on the cross for 3 hours after being up all night, after carrying the cross, after being scourged. So patient. So that he could die for our sins, because he loves us. And so in our acts of charity, he purifies us and helps us to learn again how to love as we should. And then we pray our penance of prayer. All of us should pray, if you will, extra prayers this Lent. But pray more intensely, pray more open to God's grace, pray listening to God, talking to God, asking him for his strength and his will. Because he came into the world when he loved us so much that he not only died on the cross, but first he came into the world and told us about his love and taught us how to live. Talked to us, answered questions. This is all prayer is. And as he did that, he drew those, his disciples, close to him. And they came to believe in him. And so in this Lent, you talk to God and listen to God. Whether it's at home, praying the rosary, praying the Hail Mary, the Our Father, sitting in prayer, praying from the Bible, coming to church and listening more intently, trying to participate with all your heart. Listen to God. Talk to God. And like the early disciples, draw close to him, learning to love him and to believe in him. Remember, man, you are dust, and to dust you will return. And so we remember this by sprinkling ashes on our forehead today, dust, to remind us of all these things. To remind us that we will die. To remind us that we will be judged. To remind us of heaven and hell and purgatory. To remind us that the Lord Jesus loves us and died on the cross for us. To remind ourselves that he poured out grace on us and continues to pour out that grace on us. And to remind us that we fail to love as we should. But that we want to love as we should. The Lord in today's gospel tells us, do not do all these things so that people will notice it. That's different from letting people notice that you have ashes, because ashes say, I'm a sinner. I know the Lord Jesus loves me, and I know that I haven't loved him as I should. Jesus in the gospel today, don't go around bragging and calling attention to yourself how holy you are. When you put ashes on your head, remember, you're not saying I'm holy. You're saying I'm a sinner. But by the grace of Christ, this Lent, I can become a saint. Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you will return. This Lent, look past returning to dust and look to the resurrection. Look past death and look to the promise of eternal life. Look past your sins and remember the grace that Jesus will give you as he calls you and enables you to become the human being, the man, the woman, the child that he created you to be. The holy child of God. Remember all this. Repent your sins. Love the Lord. And prepare to enter into paradise. Praise be Jesus Christ.